This is your host, Michelle, and you're listening to Old TV with a New Twist. Let's see what classic television show we're watching and talking about this week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 29 of Old TV with a New Twist. Today is such an exciting day.
It is.
I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. Two reasons I'm excited. First reason, I'm working my way down the list of all the requests from my listeners. This week, I am doing the request of Caroline, who requested That Girl, which is a TV show from the 60s. That's exciting, but the most exciting thing is who I have sitting across from me in this studio right now. I could not be more excited to have my BFF in the whole wide world, my best friend, Christy Hainan. Christy, welcome.
It is me, BFF in the whole wide world. Yes, I'm very excited, very excited.
Are you really?
I am. I've been waiting for the ask, you know?
Have you?
I have. I felt like you must have never wanted me if you didn't ask me, but I feel like I've been training my whole life for this. When you said I need you to watch TV, I'm like, hey, I can do that. I'm good at this. Put me in, coach. You know, if you told me you were doing a podcast about, you know, food or cleaning up the house, I'd be like, that's probably not the right fit. But but when you're like, I'm gonna need you to watch TV, I'm like, all right, let's go.
I'm gonna need you to sit and put your feet up and watch a TV show.
Okay, I can do that.
The sacrifices you make for our friendship,
it's what I do, you know.
It is.
I'll never, you know, there's no place that I won't go if you need me to go watch TV. I'll be there.
I don't know if y'all can tell, we're gonna have a lot of fun here today, because we always do.
Always.
But let's get to business. Let me just tell you a little bit about this show. It ran for 5 seasons.
Okay.
From 1965 to 1971. Were you alive during any of these years?
I was not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had never even heard of it.
You had never heard of this show?
I've never even heard of it. No.
Awesome.
No.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
There was 137 episodes. And the basic premise of this show was just, now this is 1965 when it started, so 1964 when they filmed it. A single girl moves to New York City on her own to become an actress. Her name is Anne Marie.
Okay.
She's played by Marlo Thomas, the actress. Marlo Thomas was always very big into feminism, so it was all about that, you know, go out there and be on your own. And
I didn't, not knowing the purposes, they didn't discuss anything about her occupation or anything like that in the one episode that I saw. So
exactly.
I really didn't know what she was there for or what was going on.
She's an aspiring actress.
Okay.
So that's the whole premise.
Well,
she moves there and her parents are very worried and overprotective and always dropping in on her. So
in that episode, the father did drop in.
Yes.
Okay.
Lou Marie. Yeah, that's her dad. This episode that we watched is season 2, episode 28, entitled The Beard.
Yes.
And it aired April 11th, 1968. And I find The Beard to be very self-explanatory.
Yeah, let you know right away what it might be about, kind of what subjects they might touch on.
A beard.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. So in the beginning, we meet Anne Marie, who is inexplicably dressed as Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
You're right.
She had on like the little checkered shirt and the little jean.
You're right.
Like, she's dressed like Marianne.
I want to tell you what I think he was dressed like in the beginning.
Her boyfriend, Don,
when
he comes in?
Yes.
Okay, well, wait, hold on.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Don calls and says, Donald. She calls him Donald.
Okay.
He's headed home after a 2-week hunting trip.
It took so long. She didn't know 2 weeks could be so miserable or something. Yeah, yes.
So Don comes in. What's he wearing? I'm trying to remember.
He is dressed spot on as the brawny paper towel
yes!
man. Spot on. I mean, plaid shirt, red vest. I'm like, what is this?
I mean, yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't think of that. So we got Marianne and the brawny man.
Yeah.
But that's not what she notices on him.
No.
What does she notice?
He now has a beard, which I did not know, not seeing any other episodes, that he didn't in the past, but clearly she...
Yeah, Donald does not have a beard.
Well, he did in this one, all right.
And she does not like it at all. She is appalled, looks a little disgusted even. She won't kiss him. I'm like, geez, he didn't bring home his STD.
I know. It's a beard.
Here's the thing, Christy, because he's all butthurt that she's upset and disgusted. There's going to be a throwdown. Is it that big of a deal? Like, has if Jared went on a hunting trip, came home with a beard. He's had a beard before, hasn't he?
Yeah, he gets beards all the time. And that's what I like.
Did you get all butthurt about it?
No. I mean, look, go with the flow. I like it when all of a sudden you don't shave for a few days and I feel like I got a new husband. I'm like, hey, baby, you know? So I like that. It's easy for men to change their appearance so quickly. I mean, a girl can't go, well, you know, I won't shave for a few days and now I'm going to look completely different.
We're not going to give anything away, but she tries to do that at the end.
We're going to see.
She tries to turn those tables.
That's.
But anyway, well, she does say, well, what if I came home with a beard? Making no sense at all.
Right.
And he said, I would say, that's a good looking beard on that girl.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's the way they open every show. They work in the that girl.
She's at
an audition with 50 girls and they're like, well, we want somebody who don't have a lot of acting talent. We want somebody who looks raw and natural. Somebody like that girl. So he said that girl and we go into the opening sequence, the theme song, which our listeners just heard at the opening of this podcast. And I got to tell you, I remember every sequence from that opening from when I was young, but you wouldn't, showing my age. But anyway, okay. So,
but it was cute when she saw like herself in the window, like imagine. Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to wink at Christy, but I'm not very good at it, am I?
Well, it's okay. Either that or you got a slight tick. It's okay.
Let me ask you this. I asked my husband because, I mean, I'm a woman, but I'm a woman who can identify a nice looking woman.
Yes.
And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, in the 60s, men had to absolutely fall in love with her. She was adorable.
Absolutely. Cute as can be.
Yes.
Beautiful and smile, pretty, pretty eyes.
Yeah. She was adorable.
And I'm like, very attractive.
I told my husband, I said, men, he goes, yeah, she's very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like you said, looks like Marianne. I mean, Marianne from Gilligan's Island had a good following of, you know.
Ginger or Marianne, what you think?
Oh, you know, who can decide?
Now, I say Marianne.
I say Marianne too. Ginger, that's just too much.
She was too much.
Yeah, just too much.
Yeah, Marianne was natural.
Exactly.
And so is Marlo. A little heavy on the eyelashes, but that's all right. We'll forgive Marlo for the heavy eyelashes. She looks real cute.
Absolutely. You know? Very attractive.
Okay. So yes, every guy did have a crush on her, according to my husband. So we already discussed, is it a big deal if your man comes home with a beard? The only problem I have with the beard, and Anne Marie would not know this because she wouldn't get near him. I mean, you would think he came home with the COVID.
Right. Oh yeah. She was keeping her distance.
She wouldn't get near him. Is the itchiness of it. And I'm going to tell a story. My husband, he worked at UPS back in the day, back early. And they could not have a beard. I don't know why, but they could not grow
like
a beard.
Like a uniform requirement?
Not allowed. Like you couldn't have a beard. Well, whenever he'd take vacation, he wouldn't shave. He'd grow a beard because, you know, you got to shave every day.
It's aggravating to shave every day. Yeah.
But he took a 2-week vacation when our daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a beard when she was born. And I'll never forget my mom getting on him. When we at the hospital and she's like, now, Ted, you're going to be scratching that baby up with that beard.
Aww.
Those whiskers are going to be scratching that baby, Ted. Watch your beard with that baby, Ted. You know, and she was getting
it's
on
a
him.
Beard. It's not a Brillo pad.
And I'm thinking, Mom, if I don't mind it, the baby ain't going to mind it, you know. But that was her biggest concern, was scratching the baby's face with the beard.
They also made the comment, I don't know, were beards really kind of risque at that time?
Back then, if you had a beard, you were anti-establishment, or you were the total opposite and you were the Harvard professor of Greek literature, you know. I mean, it was
okay. He thought that part with the, you know, when they went in the restaurant, he's like, see, they must think I'm Hollywood or something. But then when her dad sees him for the first time, he acts as if he's a communist.
Yeah.
I was like, really? That's a big leap to go from a beard to a communist. But I'm like, was it really back then that?
Yeah, it was one extreme to the other.
Okay.
It really was.
Okay.
But her dad does come in because it's the next day and she's still carrying on and mad at him about the beard. And the dad comes in. The dad does the pop in.
Okay. In every episode?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And the pop-in is a big thing around we talk about because we've never lived close enough to relatives that they could just come walking in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
The pop-in. And the pop-in, we don't want any part of in this family. We tell the kids don't even pop in. Call first, you know?
I don't mind the pop-in. Just bring dinner or something, you know? come on over. I don't mind the pop-in, but just don't come empty-handed.
So they always do the pop-in because they got to check on her. But the dad comes in and immediately gets right in the middle of his daughter's argument about the beard. Like, he's got a... What dog does her dad have in this fight that he is so upset over this beard?
And you would think being a man, he would argue on the side of, if I want to grow it too, I can.
But he actually says, are you trying to be a beatnik from Hippieville?
Okay.
Like you said, does having a beard make you a beatnik from Hippieville?
Right.
They really push this, that it's not that big of a deal. But this episode, of course, the whole episode has to be built around this beard. So right. Everybody's got to be upset about this beard.
Appalled. Appalled that there's been a beard grown.
But the problem is Aunt Delia.
I know. They got to cancel the whole party.
Aunt Delia's 50th birthday is coming up. Mm-mm-mm. And Donald is going to be her escort. And if he comes looking like that, the whole family's going to think he's a communist.
That's right.
So they have to cancel Aunt Delia's
party. Cancel the party.
What did Aunt Delia do to deserve this?
You know, she's just turning 50. Give that lady some cake. You know.
Donald grow beard so Aunt Delia can't have a birthday party. These people.
Terrible. Terrible.
So they're going to cancel the party. So Dad leaves.
Well, and he makes a wonderful exit, whatever she says. He always makes
dramatic exit.
Yes. A dramatic exit. Yes.
Was it dramatic?
Well, I mean, he canceled the party. He said he was canceling the party, if, you know, so.
Aunt Delia. Anyway. So he mercifully leaves because he's just stirring the pot. He's just got a big old spoon. He's stirring the pot. Now, you know, your kids aren't, well, your oldest is getting old enough to have like a girlfriend now.
Oh, yeah.
And if they arguing, would you try and defuse it or would you try and fuel the fire like this fool was doing?
Well, of course you never want to fuel a fire. I mean, you'd be like, come on, let's consider everyone's opinions.
Yeah.
Let's think about feelings here and stuff like that. You wouldn't just, you know, accuse him of being a communist, you know?
And a beatnik from Hippieville.
Exactly, exactly. But then I did notice when the dad started kind of digging into him, then she kind of spoke up and said, well, he's got a right to a beard. So she then it was okay.
She defended Donald.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did. So she kind of, you know, went against her dad a little bit, even though he was agreeing with her the whole way. But then it's kind of like, well, hold on, though. I'm going to defend him.
Well, as soon as the dad left, you could tell Donald thought, oh, she's coming around.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, nah.
No. And it was, I don't know if I was supposed to or not, but I watched it and then I had Julie. My daughter.
Oh my God. Now, how old is Julie?
She's 8 years old.
Oh, give me Julie's take.
So we watched it again because I thought, well, here's a whole different generation. So let's see what she thinks about this. She liked it. She really thought it was cute. She laughed so hard when he went to kiss her goodbye. And this is the part where he went to kiss. And she was making faces so much. She did not want to kiss him with that beard. Julie just giggled and giggled and giggled.
Really?
Yes. That was her little laugh out loud moment.
Really?
Just when she was making faces. She said, she don't want to kiss him with that beard. I said, no, obviously she doesn't.
So somebody her age could watch this show and follow it and enjoy it. And you didn't have to worry she was going to see or hear anything inappropriate.
Exactly. It was a nice change.
There's old TV.
Yes, it was nice. She followed it. It was cute. We both laughed at things, but at no point was it, I mean, that was the risky part was that there was a beard.
Yeah.
You know, so it really was nice to watch it and just know there wasn't going to be any ugly language or anything like that.
That's great. I'm so glad she watched it with you. The next part is they go to a restaurant, and this is where I started to wonder Donald's motives. Okay. My thoughts were changing. At first I thought, hey, he's on vacation. He just don't want to shave.
Right.
I can understand. Imagine if we had to shave our legs every day. These guys have to shave their face.
I feel for him.
Every day.
Yeah,
so if he's on vacation and don't want to, fine. But when he came in and she was all upset about it and he doesn't normally have a beard, well, shave it. And she maybe even said, I'm not going to argue about it because you're going to shave it anyway. And he's like, well, what makes you think I'm going to shave? And then it was almost like a pissing match.
Excuse me. No, absolutely.
Because maybe he thought he was just going to come home and shave it, but now I'm not going to shave it.
I got to prove a point.
I'm going to prove that you can tell me I have to shave it and I'm going to shave it. So then, then I started to wonder, is he just doing it now to show you don't wear the pants? But then when they go to the restaurant, he's acting a fool. What is he doing in the restaurant?
Well, he thinks, you know, everyone's looking at him that he must be some kind of high society or movie star or something because he's got this beard and he thinks the waitress is flirting with him and he got this great table because all because of the beard.
And everybody's staring at him. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, they're not.
Yeah, she says, no, I'm wearing a very nice ensemble with her outfit. Oh. Yes.
Oh, speaking of her outfit.
Yes.
60s fashions loved to just put a big old brooch
right in the middle. Why?
Of her chest.
I thought, did it come like that? Is that something that she added on after? That? Of course. How could you not notice it? And I thought, well, it was a really cute dress. And I really wondered that. I said, did they come like that? Or is that something that people added after the fact? Was it a little accent?
Like a doorknob in the middle of her chest.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just not even, it didn't, the dress and all she wore was cute. Because I think 60s styles are cute.
It
is. She wears really cute clothes. But this thing right in the middle of her chest, which I don't know if you notice later on when they get home, is not there.
Oh, I did not notice.
Little blooper.
Yeah, okay.
Missing. They tended, because later on, I'll point out she has another one on. They're just these inappropriately placed things on their clothes.
Was it to show status? Like, was it kind of like a piece of jewelry? Like, oh, look at this brooch. So you can't wear it on your finger. You can't wear it on. So you. Was it like a status thing, like a piece of jewelry? Someone gave you a brooch if it was a special occasion?
But now I want a brooch.
Okay.
I want a brooch. You know, my mom passed away and we're going through a lot of her things and we've been going through like her fancy jewelry. And then my sister said, now we have to go through all her costume jewelry. And I said, oh, I hope there's a brooch.
I'm sure
and
there
she
is.
She looked at me like, what? I'm like, I want a brooch. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, I've been looking at all this old TV.
Sure.
And I just want a really pretty old funky costume jewelry brooch to wear.
I was going to say, you're going to have any special outfit you want to put it on? I guess you need to coordinate the brooch with the outfit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want a brooch and I'd like to have one from my mom. We haven't found one yet. I don't think she probably got rid of it a long time ago, but darn, I would love to have a brooch. But anyway, 60s and brooches. But so the restaurant, he's really acting crazy. But Christy, is Donald a good looking man, you think?
I thought he was attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if the waitress was really flirting with him because he had a beard or if she just wanted a good tip.
Well, yeah. We'll see. So they get home. She's polite to him, but very aloof and cold. She calls the beard wall-to-wall carpet.
I know. That's the part I laughed. I laughed out loud for that wall-to-wall carpet.
Yeah.
He said, well, it's not small, Donald. It's wall-to-wall carpet. You know, that was so funny to me.
Well, he did say at one point he was going to trim it like a compromise. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, my husband's like, Ted goes, it's not trimmed. He did not trim it.
Julie said the same thing. I thought he was going to trim it. He didn't trim it. So the 8-year-old noticed that also.
So they're really, it's quite the tete-a-tete going on here. But she still won't kiss him. So he leaves. No. 3 days pass. She goes to visit a friend.
Yeah, 3 days. Is that ridiculous?
They do not talk for 3 days. But the friend said something that I believe, as great friends are wont to do, they give you great advice.
Okay.
As you have many, 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 many times. Well, and she has.
And you've given me great advice.
Have I?
Sure.
Okay, good. Okay. she tells her, and I think it sums up the whole issue here, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is what her friend said. It's okay for you to complain about Donald's beard, but not to Donald.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
I disagree. I think, goodness, you should be able to tell that person that you care about anything. I mean, but you're going to love him no matter what, whether you like the beard or not, if the feelings are there. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess keep it to yourself. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Because possibly if she wouldn't have said anything at all, look at you. Look at you. You agree with it. Look at that. He might have went home and shaved.
Yeah, right. That's true.
He might have.
He had a point he had to prove.
But now this is man versus woman.
Yeah.
But another few days pass. And she goes to his office to see him.
Mm-hmm. Cute outfit again.
With a big brooch right at her throat.
You're right. I did.
It?
Absolutely. Yes.
It was flowered. It was like a flower made out of the fabric of the thing pinned on right here at her neck.
It did.
These
brooches.
But then
look at his jacket. She made a comment about his jacket.
Well, he's suddenly smoking a pipe.
Oh, he's so sophisticated.
And he's got the jackets with the patches on the elbows.
On the elbows. Now, is he a writer? Because that's who says, well, writers, you know, wear their
he
elbows.
He writes for a magazine.
Okay.
He's not, you know.
See, I don't know this. Not having seen any other
episodes. He's not Hemingway, all right?
Okay.
I think they even mention Hemingway. They mention Hemingway, Lincoln, Santa Claus.
All the people ones with that beards. People with beards. And they said, do you know any living though? And that's what they said. Any of them are still living?
Yeah. Santa Claus.
Santa, the wolf.
Because he's still around. Well, he ain't going anywhere. So at this point, why is he keeping the beard? To look more sophisticated or to not cave in and let her wear the pants in this relationship?
It's to not cave in. At this point, it's just for spite.
But the fact that he's doing the whole thing in the restaurant and makes me think he thinks it makes him look, I don't know.
Well,
but if she were wearing the pants, there would be a flowered brooch on those pants somewhere.
Sure. Break it up.
Because that's what they do.
But I guess I don't know the history of his character. So I don't know if this would be something that it is kind of his standard characters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Characteristics that, but to me, no, he's just straight up like, I'm going to show you.
So before she leaves his office, though, they make a date for that night.
Yes.
And it looks like there's going to be a reconciliation.
He asked her if they would go to the movie. She said there was nothing she would rather be doing. So you can see that, you know, they've missed each other and maybe they've both been silly and now let's just work through this.
Right. So he shows up for the date.
Uh-oh.
And she comes out sporting hair shorter than Britney Spears.
Yeah,
having
right.
a psychotic break.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just about that length.
It's short. Because the thing is, she's got this shiny, beautiful black hair with the little flip like they do in the 60s, the flip hairdo.
It's so cute.
And her hair is short. And he flips out.
Yes, he does.
And he's really upset. Hypocrite much.
Right. And well, I was thinking that the whole time when it started, I was like, well, you know, what if she wanted to just cut her hair? Would he really have a problem with that? Would he have a problem if she just wanted to change her look? Well, before the end of the episode, we find out.
And
you know?
We know what she's doing here.
Right.
Did you know
what she's doing here?
But she had a great point. She made her point. She says her hairdresser experimented on her. And she said she just did it in a moment of enthusiasm and passion.
And that's why he grew his beard also. For a moment of enthusiasm and passion. To me, it would be a moment of lazy and don't wanna.
Right.
But yeah.
But she's schooling him here.
Mm-hmm.
She's really putting him in his place.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
He don't have a leg to stand on after this. After he reacted that way to her hair. Which, this is what my husband said. You ready? This is the classic story of men think they are in charge, but it's only because women let them think they're in charge.
Ring that bell.
We only ring the bell when it's an absolute truth. That's a truth. Correct, Christy? What say you?
Sure, Leah, let's go with that. Sure. Ted's going to get me in a fight tonight. No.
So they get into a discussion about his beard versus her radical haircut. And then she says something that really points out she became very vulnerable.
Yes.
Because she said, it isn't that I didn't like your beard. It's that you didn't care that I didn't like it.
Right. She opened up. And what's the real issue here?
Yeah.
It's not about the beard.
Right.
Which fights very rarely are about, you know, what you're arguing about. But it's that, she just kind of felt like he didn't care about her opinion or her opinion didn't matter enough to be listened to.
So there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what she said. I get the point she was trying to make with the short haircut and how he reacted was like, well, now you see, you don't have a leg to stand on and criticize me for how I reacted because you're reacting the same way. And then she said, two wrongs don't make a right. And what does she do?
No. And she just took that two little pins. How did she have all that hair up in two little pins?
Yep.
Two little pins and then boop, all it is, all hair down to her shoulders again.
It was a wig, obviously, that she had on. She did not really cut her hair. She just did it to make a point. That was no surprise, right?
No.
You knew it was a wig. Right. But they kiss, finally. And his mustache comes off on her face.
Yes.
So then he reveals that he had shaved his beard and mustache off.
Yes.
And he peels it off. And now I don't get this. I don't get why, if he had shaved it off, didn't he show up to her place clean shaven? Because then they start fighting all over again.
Right.
Because they're both playing games now. What? I don't understand. I understood why she did what she did. Why did he do that?
I think it was just because he was still just trying to prove his point. I think he was just trying to prove the point that.
But why did he shave it then?
Well, because I don't think he liked it. I think it itched him. When she said, what if it itches? And then she turns around and he scratches it all. I think it was itching him. I don't think he liked it, but I think he couldn't let her know he didn't like it.
Right.
And he had to stand his ground.
So then after she revealed that she was wearing the wig, maybe he realized, okay, now I see how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
So then he revealed that he had shaved it. Then they make up at the end. They go out to a restaurant. And, of course, he don't have the beard now. So she's got to pay the waiter to give them the good table.
Yeah, yeah. She gives a little tip. And she thinks she's being sly about it. She thinks he didn't notice.
But he did. And it was kind of cute. And it kind of, I don't know, you kind of come out feeling good about their little relationship. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of much ado about nothing.
Well, right. But it was cute. It was funny. There was some little parts that really made you chuckle and laugh out loud. Yeah. And I wanted to watch the next episode. I was like, okay, let's see where this goes. Like, it was really cute. Both of the characters were really likable, were really enjoyable. I mean, they were kooky a little bit, you know, they were honest. They were a little vulnerable and stuff, you know, that opened up at the end.
Their relationship definitely took a journey in this episode. Mm-hmm. We saw a lot happen, and I think they both learned something, and it tied it up in a pretty bow, which these shows like to do, and I enjoyed it. So tell me, humor meter, on a scale of 1 to 10, how funny was it?
I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
I had a few times that I chuckled. Now, Julie chuckled at different times, but again, a different generation, but she chuckled at different things, you know?
Right.
But we were both laughing out loud throughout.
7 is a good, solid score.
I think so.
Okay, now the watchability meter. Now, that just means you watch one episode, I'm never going to watch another episode this again. Or, hey, I want to watch more of this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much did it make you want to maybe continue watching?
I've really enjoyed it. I will certainly watch it again. I'll say 8 on that, easy.
Okay, favorite scene or laugh out loud moment?
The wall-to-wall carpet. I chuckled for that. I wasn't expecting that. That was funny.
Yeah, I still think that the dad calling him a beatnik from Hippiesville, I just thought that was so funny. Yeah. And so of the time.
Really, it just really.
Yeah.
That's how beards were viewed.
He was giving him the worst insult. You are the bottom of the scum of the earth is basically what he was telling him. Well, it's back for a uptight man of his age. Yeah, they were just square. They were square.
That's what I was going to say. You could see he was just very, you know.
Yeah, square was the word.
Okay, square. Cool, groovy. Got it, groovy.
No, he wasn't groovy.
Oh, he was.
He was square.
No, I'm groovy that I know no square. Okay. Yeah.
Great way to use both of those in a sentence. That's wonderful. Okay, favorite character.
Well, it's got to be.
What's the name of the show?
It's got to be Anne Marie.
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's her show.
She was really, they were both very, very likable, but yeah. She was just so cute. She just kind of grabbed you off the screen. Like, you just wanted to watch her. She was just adorable.
She was adorable. I agree. And, you know, I usually do some trivia at the end.
Okay.
We call it Mom's Useless Trivia.
Oh,
because you also know me well enough to know that my head is crammed with a lot of useless information.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
This is true.
and whenever I'm at the end of a podcast, I say, Mom's Useless Trivia. And I say, oh, y'all thrilled about that? They said, no, in this context, this is when we want to hear trivia about the show we're discussing.
I like that. I like those little inside
bits. But when we're on a car ride somewhere and you start talking about the dog's name in Petticoat Junction, we don't care.
See, I do like that kind of stuff, though. I like to know the behind the scenes. I like the making of the videos and the making of the movie. I like to know what's...
I am so glad because guess what? I have no trivia for this one.
Oh, no. Do I need to ask you? Need to come up with trivia?
For this, no, there's a couple of things.
Okay.
I don't have any written down. There really wasn't a lot. I kind of gave it as we went along about how she was a feminist and she wanted the show to... Oh, your earphones bothering you?
They just keep sliding down, but that's okay.
You got a tiny little head.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true at all, but it's okay.
They're comfortable.
I'm adjusting accordingly. It's okay.
You know what I think? No, you know... Oh, it's your wire. Your wire's caught on the back of the mic stand. Bring it around and under and around, and it's not going to be pulling
on. Well, sure,
now
you tell me. Wait, how long we've been doing this? You could have led with that.
I just noticed it. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. No, I agree. This is much more comfortable. Thank you. Yeah. That's great.
Okay. I got to remember that from now on. But you know the toilet's clean.
I do. The green room is fabulous.
I didn't put out any M&Ms for you, though. There's usually M&Ms in a green room.
I'm not like J-Lo. I don't require any specific...
I was waiting for your rider.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there was no limo that picked me up either, but, you know. And I would just like to say, I realize this podcast is just going to thrust me into stardom.
Yes. Is your PR team ready for this? Or have they been put on alert?
They've been put on alert. Okay. They've got to understand. And I'd like to just make it known for all the fans out there. I will remain humble. I will stay the same person I am. I can't do this without the fans. So please come to me, you know, give me hugs. I'm happy to take pictures. Whatever we can do, because I've got to give back.
Now that you've been given this platform,
that's right.
You've got to.
Yes.
I have never had a co-host come with an Oscar acceptance
well,
speech.
Well, you know, now you do. Now you do. So.
Oh, my God.
It took me this long to be asked, so I'm figuring, you know, hey, I got to.
I didn't want to. Let me. Okay, y'all. She has talked several times about how I haven't asked her. Let me explain. She has three very active children. She just made a big move into a new home. She's got a very demanding and very successful career. Let me add how proud I am of my BFF's career. So she's a busy lady.
And I'll never do busy for you.
Well,
never, ever,
thank
ever, ever.
You.
Never,
and
ever, ever.
And your adoring audience now.
That's right. And now in all the fans.
Now you have a following.
Look, they crave me. They're going to be putting in there. They're going to be, you know, we crave Christy. You know, more Christy. So
bring Christy back.
Yeah, bring Christy back.
You and Eden are going to throw down now.
Well, you know, Eden, look, I can take her.
You probably could.
No, I don't know. Not Eden.
No,
be
Eden's
scared.
Tough,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Look, I'm scared of Eden.
I'm all talk. If she walked in a room, I'd tuck my tail between my legs. Yeah.
Here, Eden, take the microphone. It's yours. No, the little bit of trivia I do have.
Okay, yeah, back on. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Now that we've got your whole earphone thing all straightened out. Was that she was a feminist and she wanted the show to reflect that. And the final episode, you know how when they end a series, they give you a big finale episode.
Mm-hmm.
The producers and writers of the show wanted to end with her marrying Donald.
Okay.
And Marlo Thomas said no.
Really?
Because that's going to tell all the little girls out there watching this and all the women that the only way to be successful and have a happy ending is to get married.
Yeah. Well,
and you don't need that.
I like that.
So she shut it down because they were going to. So they just ended with her and Donald still dating. And that was it.
And see where it goes from there kind of thing.
But she stood by her principles. I'm not doing anything that I don't personally believe in.
So she was really a spokesperson, especially for all of the women of that age.
Yeah.
And get out, let them know this is okay to do this. Yeah. And look, here's, you know, I'm blazing a trail here.
And also her dad, Danny Thomas. You don't remember the old Danny Thomas show, Make Room for Daddy? No,
nope, never heard of it.
You're a lot younger. Okay.
Never heard of it.
He had his own show at the time, and her show and his show, they all filmed at the same Desilu Studios, owned by Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball.
Okay,
that, you know,
yes,
okay,
that
good.
I know that.
Okay.
I know.
And he would come over and make little cameo appearances on her show every now and then. So that was kind of cute. But her and her father were very, very close. So, is there anything else about this episode that you would like to say to your adoring public out there?
Well, to all of the people out there.
I just love this show, and I am so glad to my listener Caroline who suggested it.
Yeah,
I got to do it.
I really thought it was cute. I'm telling you, it's on my Amazon Prime, so now I can go. But yep. I didn't know if I was supposed to watch more because I didn't know if I was supposed to learn more about the characters or not. But now that you've given me the okay, I'm gonna go watch
just
some
this
more
episode. We just do one episode, and then we just kind of talk about the show in general too. You know, mm-hmm. which you can kind of get. Believe me, what you saw is the gist of the show.
Yes.
All right. Well, Christy, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This was so much fun.
It was.
Christy will definitely be back.
Yes. Well, please. I mean, if the fans demand it, we've got to give the fans what they want.
We have to.
We absolutely have to. We have to.
Okay. Great.
But come see me. Take pictures with me. I assure you.
Do not be afraid to approach her in public.
That's right.
She will not reject you.
I've got to give back to the fans. I've got to give back.
She's all heart, y'all. All right, Christy, say goodbye.
All right. Bye.
This is Michelle, and thank you for joining us for this episode of Old TV with a New Twist. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on your Apple Podcast app. And join our Facebook group, Old TV with a New Twist Podcast Group. And tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about, and we'll keep you informed of what's to come. We'll be back next month with a whole new episode of Old TV with a New Twist.